Help us get across the finish line. You'll make the difference as our newsroom plans for the year ahead, allowing us to tell bigger, bolder, and more in-depth stories. So become a monthly donor. Give now at wbez.org/donate.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Some Chicago advocates say they're disappointed with today's Supreme Court decision allowing the Trump administration to end temporary legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Haitians and Syrians. My WBEZ colleague Adriana Cardona-Magigad reports.
Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, was created by Congress decades ago. It allows immigrants fleeing violence and natural disaster back home to live and work temporarily in the U.S. without risking deportation. Daryl August, an advocate with the Haitian community, says Haiti is still facing a lot of instability.
Haiti is still going through the process of economic turmoil, violent turmoil. Haiti is in a point where if there's ever a time that there were people were going to come to America to seek protection and asylum, it would be now.
Syrian advocates say Syria still doesn't have a stable government, and people would face violence and political uncertainty if they return. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEZ News.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is creating an Office of Gun Violence Reduction after some hesitancy during his first term. Organizers like Reverend Sierra Bates Chamberlain have long lobbied for an agency dedicated solely to stopping gun violence. Critics worry about another level of bureaucracy around gun violence reduction, but Bates Chamberlain says there's a need for a more coordinated effort.
For too long, the responsibility of reducing gun violence has spread across multiple offices whose responsibility extends far beyond crisis. Chicago deserves better. It is time for our infrastructure to reflect the urgency of this crisis.
Most notably, the office is tasked with lobbying for a permanent departmental version of itself, which would have more teeth and a bigger budget, but that requires council approval. Some Lakeview residents could soon have to pay the city to use parking spots behind their homes. WGN-TV reports the CTA is planning to charge for parking spots that residents say belong to their buildings along the Red Line tracks near Wrigley. Residents say CTA warned it'll begin towing in the area July 1st, and parking spaces will be available for $150 a month. A CTA spokesperson says it's transforming the space beneath the Red Line between Grace and Addison and notes it, quote, owns the properties that will be impacted. While some people have concerns about AI's impact on society, others at a Chicago convention hall this week are excited about a future with intelligent robots. My WBEZ colleague Michael Puente has this.
At the Automate Show in McCormick Place, hundreds of robots are shown lifting heavy boxes, making coffee, or serving as guard dogs. There's even a humanoid robotic family developed by Faraday Future of Los Angeles. Chris Chen is the firm's CEO.
All the humanoid robots, they can be the collaborator of human, but in the future, we can see the symbiosis between robots and human. It's not like robot can replace human. Well, we don't have to be afraid of that.
Chen says their robots can speak 50 different languages and are designed to work in industries ranging from security to hospitality. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
You're listening to The Rundown. The hit Chicago set TV show The Bear returns tonight for its final season. As the on-screen chefs prepare to say goodbye, my WBEZ colleague Courtney Kippers takes a look at the show's effect on Chicago's real-world food scene.
To really understand The Bear's impact, I climb aboard a big, sleek coach bus, setting out on a 3.5-hour food tour to spots featured in the show.
So we're gonna go to Mr. Beef. They didn't invent the Italian beef sandwich, but they certainly perfected it.
This is Teddy Gales, our tour guide. On this sunny Saturday, he's wearing a white t-shirt, jeans, and a blue apron, much like Jeremy Allen White's character, Carmi. Aboard, there are 25 hungry out-of-towners and suburbanites. We pull up to Mr. Beef, the no-frills sandwich shop in River North.
We already pre-ordered the sandwiches, so when we get in there, just take a left, we'll be at the dining room, and oh boy, howdy, are you excited for some stuff.
Here, the first bites of the tour get a chorus of praise from Terry Paskett and his teenage sons, Jack and Cole. They're visiting from Florida.
I've never had something like this before because we're from Jacksonville, and it's just so good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Over its five seasons, The Bear has taken fans on a chaotic, heartfelt ride as Carmi and company transformed a fictitious Italian beef shop, based loosely on Mr. Beef, into a high-end restaurant. It's made stars out of its lead actors and raised the profile of local chefs and restaurants featured on screen. That includes the tour's next stop, Fulton Market's Publican Quality Meats. Here, Chef Rob Levitt chats with the group as they munch on cheese, sausage, and pate. Levitt said the show's impact is undeniable.
It's just become a part of the food culture. People are constantly talking about, is it a good representation of the industry? But I think the one thing that I love is that everybody agrees that it is a love letter to Chicago.
Back on the bus, Gales does a quick check-in.
All right, this is our first tummy check of the tour. How are we feeling? We feeling full?
No. Good.
All right, good. Because we're going to go get pizza.
We're heading to Logan Square for a slice at Pizza Lobo, featured in season 2. On the way, we hit some serious traffic. So, Gales improvises. He talks about the history of three flat apartment buildings and how Streeterville got its name from an old sea captain. Being flexible is part of the gig, he says.
That's the thing, is you do this long enough and you have hours of stuff. But you shouldn't be so locked into your stuff that if someone has a question or whatever, you have to be like, hold on, I'm not done yet. You know what I mean? Because that's not fun. It's more fun if this feels like, oh, it's your friend taking you around the city.
The tour does eventually get pizza and donuts from Roser's. And finally, Sundays at Margie's Candies. Then the bus heads back. And as I bid the tour farewell, I walk past Mr. Beef. There, on the sidewalk, I spot owner Christopher Zucchero taking a selfie with a couple of customers. Since the show, he says, crowds come from all over.
You know, to me, it's just a place I've had to work since I was a little kid. But this is something what I love, is all these people make a pilgrimage to this place.
It's the Bear Effect in the wild. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Mostly cloudy skies are forecast tonight. Expect a low around 60. Slight chance of showers for our Friday with highs in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.